Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. I've got the crap mic and Chris has got the good mic. They're the same mic, just dressed differently.
It's the instant match reaction.
This is the instant match reaction show. A new feature if you just joined us for this one, where we sit and we have a slightly longer take on the game. We've done our instant match reactions.
I didn't really talk about the game, because I just sang songs.
We've done our proper reaction. Mine was, I did tell Mbappe in his fucking face.
I actually didn't know the title of your video, and all I could see on YouTube, she was in your fucking face, and I guessed it would be Mbappe, and it was.
Yeah.
So, dead happy with that one.
Yeah, right, mate. Nice one, mate. So, yeah, we have a little bit of a chat. We do the full in-depth review of the game tomorrow on the final word on the redmentv.com. We do 60 minutes. But let's have a bit of a chat about it, because we've not really had a chance to catch our breath yet.
That might be Mbappe.
That's Neymar's hopes and dreams just gone down in an ambulance there. That game was... It threatened to be a really routine Liverpool performance.
What?
There was a point where we had it totally in hand, and I think what we've talked about a lot this season is how we've got this newfound solidity in defence, and it's getting us over the line. And tonight, ultimately, it was our attacking play that got us out the shit and got us 3 points.
It did, but it felt like throughout the game that we were just so good defensively. I know we conceded the two goals there, but the players that they've got, I really expected to get tested more.
Yeah.
Thought Trent Alexander-Arnold, Andrew
Brilliant.
Robertson,
Brilliant.
Joe Gomez, yeah, Virgil van Dijk, all of them were superb. But you're right, ultimately, to go two goals up against a team like that in the manner that we did, and to be fair, we probably should have been 3-1 up. I've not seen it back, but it definitely felt like, you know, we should have gone 3-1 up there.
Yeah.
And you know, their goalkeeper goes down, he probably buys them a goal.
Yeah.
Disallowed, at least.
Yeah, it's an old school keeper trick. I need to watch it back, so let's not comment too much on it. But, you know, if there's a situation and it's physical contact as a goalkeeper and it ends up in the back of the net, you go down hurt. You'd overplay. I'm not saying he wasn't hurt, but you do that. I've done that in my time playing in goal. I've had so many goals chalked
off. Scratch yourself in three places, so it looks like some studs.
Go
in
down,
it, yeah.
Clutching your hands, clutch your arm, and I have had loads of goals overturned from doing that. So fair play to the goalkeeper, but you're right, it's a shame that the game wasn't put to bed. And 2-1, sorry, I felt we tired, and you know, I think there were a few lazy passes at that point. Mo Salah the most guilty, I think, of it. Daniel Sturridge as well.
Mo Salah was the pass that he gave that pass away, and they scored the second
goal.
And
exactly.
Neymar done nothing all game apart from play that ball through to Mbappe, didn't he? And you look at it and you think to yourself, that's a great finish from Mbappe there, and it's got to be a great finish from him.
Yeah.
He was so much more dangerous down the centre than down the right hand side.
Yeah.
He just, you can tell he's quick, you can tell he's skillful, you can also tell he's not a winger, Paul.
There was that moment, it was like his first touch of the game, where he had half our team chasing after him like it was some sort of Benny Hill sketch.
Yeah. I'm talking about Mbappe.
No, sorry, yeah. And you're like, oh my God.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike. We were chasing after Neymar, and I was like, oh my God, this is going to be a long night. He's very bloody good. And Mbappe, to be fair, I barely noticed him apart. I mean,
I know, 35 minutes in, and I went, oh shit, I'm now nervous because I know Mbappe's playing. I genuinely didn't
notice him in the first half, and it's easier because you tend to see what's nearer to you. In the second half, he was nearer, right in front of me on the cop, and he gave Robbo a tougher time. I thought he handled him really well, and you're dead right. When they when they made the substitution, they took Cavani off and they brought Tuba Moting on.
Did he play for Stoke?
He played for Stoke, yeah. Everyone was going, why are they signing Stoke rejects? I mean, they just went a bit more old school footy. They had the target man, they got Mbappe closer.
They had two up top though then, didn't they? Like,
yeah, right,
they had two up top there. Oh mate, the best.
Class, mate.
I think they went a bit, it felt like they went two up top there.
Yeah, Mbappe definitely
was the guy that was looking to get in behind. But apart from that one opportunity where I think Robbo was a little bit out of position anyway, because of the ball by Salah. Yeah. Other than that, I didn't really feel like they threatened us. I didn't really feel like they put us under pressure. The first 2 minutes of the game, I was like, uh-oh, this could be a long night.
Yeah.
But then we just got about 7 million corners.
Yeah.
And there was just like...
just ground.
But if the crowd gets into it as well.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we started hissing and booing. And then as soon as that happened... I was like, this game's sorted.
Yeah.
Because they cannot come back from this. And they did, to be fair to them.
To be fair.
But then Firmino just stood up and goes, our game over, lads.
You know, the two really interesting tactical things for me was the role that Wijnaldum and Milner both played. And Milner basically played left back, but he never, every time Robbo advanced, Milner just slotted in and played left back. Like, we never, at no point did we ever leave our full back positions exposed. And quite clearly, they were gagging for us to do that all day long. And Gini did the same on the other side when Trent got advanced. We somehow managed to have two guys in Wijnaldum and Milner who supported the attack brilliantly and yet made sure we were, it's hard to say rock solid when we can see the two goals, of course, but we were so well organised, so well disciplined. I'd be fascinated to see the distance covered by those lads, because I just thought
all of it.
Yeah, literally. They say that whole thing about, you know, I'm the percentage of the earth that's covered by water, and the rest is covered by Milner and Wijnaldum.
You know, for me, I was sort of half being serious on the instant match reaction. James Milner might be the best player in this team. Like, he genuinely might be the best player in this side, Paul, because I just don't remember seeing any player apart from Steven Gerrard put in performances like that on big
nights. You know
nights.
What? It's such a big shout, but I genuinely can't find myself disagreeing. The only thing he's
lacking,
the only thing he's lacking,
he sets the tempo.
Yeah, the only thing he's lacking from that to be, a real super shout is that. If he stuck a couple more in the top bin periodically.
Score tonight, Paul.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. He's defo. You look at what Gerrard, the later days of Steven Gerrard, I think he's better. That Gerrard in 13-14, he got tons of assists.
31-year-old Gerrard is not as good as 31-year-old Milner, is that what you're saying?
Maybe. I think that's a very reasonable shout. James Milner looks absolutely eternal at the moment.
I was talking to one of the lads, and I was saying, like, it's like that lad on five-a-side that turns up in the kit, and you think, oh, he's probably a good player, but he's going to tire. Nah, he doesn't, and he runs the game, and Neymar's on the pitch, Cavani's on the pitch,
yeah.
And James Milner's the best player, the standout player, and not just him in the midfield, you named it then, Wijnaldum was just as good, and in an attacking sense from that eight, but Jordan Henderson, man, what a way to stick it to your critics tonight,
honestly,
by the way,
honestly.
Captain's performance, that's exactly what we wanted to see.
That was an archetypal, what people expect from a number six performance tonight. I think he moved the ball well, he was always hungry in possession, and a couple of shouts of you've got to hit it there, and I think a lot of them are brought on by a lack of depth perception from the cop, because maybe Henderson, I think Henderson maybe should take a few more snapshots here and there if he's getting to 20-25 yards from goal.
No,
but like a couple where he's looking to support the play. But realistically, I reckon a lot of people have watched that back, and the main criticisms coming from the cop were those things. And I think when you see how difficult it was in the men between them, I think those criticisms would die down. It was, he did that thing as well that he doesn't normally do, and it's the blood and thunder stuff, getting stuck in. But of course he does. But we say this at the time, I think it's a lack of understanding of the role at times, is that why he's so good at that position is he doesn't need to go to ground, he doesn't need to throw his weight in, because he can nick a toe on it and come away with it, and he did that brilliantly tonight. But equally, as I say, he also did that thing where he set the tone.
I think what we were looking for, and I think you called it right there, you know, you've got two midfielders who are in there to support the fullbacks first and foremost.
That's Mbappe's pride going past this time.
So you've got two midfielders who are in there to support the fullbacks.
Yeah.
But Neymar likes to cut inside.
Yeah.
Now, it was Henderson's job to make sure that he couldn't go central with it. Yeah. And he just made sure that he kept on pushing wide, and he put an arm on him, and he put a little bit of body weight on him, and he pushed him off. And you know what? That was against Neymar. And then you look at it, and I think about Mo Salah's performance. I don't think Mo Salah had an outstanding performance. I thought he was dangerous, and he was constantly pinning their sort of left centre half.
He was,
let me finish my point. he was covering Trent as well. He mm-hmm. was there on three occasions, I counted, where he sprinted 50 yards to make sure Neymar couldn't turn yeah. Trent. And that, Neymar. And that's the type of thing that you'll say he was poor, but he doesn't normally do that. So he understood the importance of his role tonight as well. Like, and that will be overlooked pretty much everywhere, but that was the most important point of his game tonight. Him, Sadio Mane was outstanding again.
Yeah, Sadio Mane was absolutely class. Let's just pick up on the Salah stuff actually quick before we move on from it. I think it was a poor by his high standards. I think there's something psychologically, something's weighing him down at the moment, and I think he's trying to force it a bit too much, and he doesn't seem to be playing with the freedom that he was. And I can't disagree with the shift he put in for the team, absolutely, because I thought that was fantastic. I'm not saying it wasn't a bad performance in regards to the team ethic, but for the guy who we're looking to be the guy, one of our main men for scoring the goals, I don't think he was great in that regard. And I think it was really telling when Shaqiri, he made that bad pass, we conceded the goal, and he probably would have come off anyway, but it also, the timing of it, I think it can't help but give him a bit of a kick as well.
Well, that's what you want. Yeah. Well, that's what you want, isn't it? You know, Klopp will have tried different ways, because I think we all know that Salah hasn't been quite at it this season. But Klopp's probably tried pulling the arm around him. He's probably tried a little bit of this, and he's thought tonight, okay, now's the time when I'm going to take you off and see how you respond to that. Because let's not forget, he's an important player for us, and he'll be back Southampton.
Well, let's not forget, exactly, Southampton at the weekend. That, the run of fixtures that we've got coming up, Southampton at home is 3 points that you absolutely have to get on the board, so you don't have to stress so much about picking up against Chelsea or against, obviously, Man City a bit further down the line. It was fine. The fact that we get the win justifies it all. And the beauty is, we look at them. I was talking to a steward as I was walking out, and he said, that team is a £1 billion team, basically, they've got there, and it is constructed to win the Champions League. Exactly, but it's constructed to win the Champions League. They are paying money hand over fist to win the Champions League, and there's something fundamentally missing from how they play. And they've got great squad depth. I mean, look, they already had Angel Di Maria on the pitch, but to bring Draxler into the game, we'd have been all over having Draxler in our squad, at any point in the last couple of years. But we got to see there. We had Daniel Sturridge. We had Roberto Firmino, who is the linchpin to how we play attacking football, and we played Daniel Sturridge. And you know what? I thought Daniel Sturridge was excellent tonight. Yeah. And I thought it showed that we've been saying we've got this depth, and we got to see that proven today, because we had to dig deep. We were able to rest Firmino. We were able to bring him into the game. He has the decisive impact, but he came on for a guy who'd already scored the opening goal, and Jadon Sancho come on and he buzzed around.
Let's talk about Sturridge for a second then. I think the cop was really angry around me about his performance, about him not pressing players again. Like, and I'm being,
see, that's weird.
Serious.
I never got any of that.
Where
point,
I
yeah.
was, it was, that's exactly what it was like, Paul. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, he could probably go a little bit faster. Yeah, he could probably sprint there. But there's a dead easy ball on.
Yeah.
Bobby doesn't go 100% of the time. And I think because he doesn't win any balls back throughout the 90 minutes from the centre half, there's a perception that he hasn't worked hard for the team.
We had to change our style, didn't we, a bit? Because look at how much possession we let their centre halves have the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. We sat deep, let them have the ball, and we said, break us down.
And you could see how frustrated they were. So frustrated. And even to the second half, and it's prior to them scoring in the second, of course, but they're like, and they're not like, I'm so bored. Centre-halves looking at each other going, I'm so bored of passing to you, mate. I just want to do something that makes this happen. But there's literally no passing options for me whatsoever. They had to work so hard just to get past the first line, just to get to the midfield, let alone get to the forwards.
When we were given the ball, and there was times during the game where we would attack down one side and we go, all right, no, son, so we'll just go back. And then we'll work it through. And there was a danger to our play going forward that they didn't really seem to have. And it was like, they had a team who were told, when Liverpool have the ball and they're in possession, you've got to drop in. But they looked like us last year or the year before, where they know what they have to do, but they don't actually know how to do it.
Yeah.
And that was the difference between Liverpool and PSG tonight, defending is we now know how to do that. And I feel dead comfortable when Liverpool are dropping back into banks, because I realise that everyone knows their role. And those PSG players aren't asked to do that in the French League.
Yeah.
And that's why Liverpool beat them tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was really interesting. You talked about it in the build-up and tactically how... Tuchel wants to play two up top and Neymar in behind. He wants to get there, and you can see when they shifted it round, they played Neymar more as a 10 and got Mbappe up top. You can see how they, because they're just getting their clutch of brilliant players right in the heart, to go right between the sticks, and it's going to cause problems, particularly because I think the game was getting on as well. But the fact that we handled it, and again, we said it again, much like the Spurs game to some extent, and a couple of results we've had so far this season. Last season, because this is the spell of last season, we drew loads of games. We should have, by all accounts, drawn that game, but I never got a sense from our players that game, they were prepared to accept the draw from that. Joe Gomez picks the ball up and sprints out of defence with it. Trent Alexander-Arnold, literally the first thing he does after we concede is do a 60-yard sprint down the right wing and try to take their fullback on. Like, it doesn't come off, and it's a bit impetuous. But again, it set the tone. It let the crowd know. It let the crowd know. No, come on, we're bang up for this. And again, that was why we never felt like it was done. I felt a bit edgy, and I was mentally preparing myself for this is a bit of a blow. But clearly the lads on the pitch
have none of it. One final thing, those in-swinging corners cramping the keeper, by the way.
Yes.
I like them. The referee
the referee's clearly never seen anyone do that before. He had no idea how to referee us doing that. There was one point when he went, step away from the goalkeeper.
Please stop it.
He asked everyone to stop crowding the goalkeeper. And we're like, no, mate, that's what we're doing. Daniel Sturridge was brilliant in that regard. He just stuck to his task, went, yeah, no problem, trying to draw fouls.
It's him, mate.
He was absolutely
brilliant.
This is
something we talked about on the Stats and Tactics show yesterday, about how Liverpool did that to Tottenham's keeper at the weekend, and their keeper did not like that first half at all.
No, absolutely not.
It really didn't.
Their goalkeeper kicks the crossbar and the wall up, but that was really impressive. It was the only impressive thing he did all game.
Did he genuinely?
He genuinely, truly. Yeah, did you not see it?
What a guy.
He kicks the crossbar, he's mad. Anyway, listen, just a little bit of a taste of what we're going to be doing. We're going to be sitting down in the studio tomorrow morning. It'll be four of us. Are going to be 60 minutes looking in depth in detail. When we've actually had a chance to watch it back, we'll know whether the goalkeeper's a horrible bastard or not, and all the other things that we've kind of talked around. But listen, if you've got topics that we don't think we've discussed, or things that you think that we've gotten wrong just from our hot take from straight from the match, let me know in the comments. I'll try to integrate some of the comments into that show as well. It's going to be an absolute belter. Perfect time to sign up to the RedmenTV.com. Whether you want it in video form or you want it in podcast form, we have got you covered, and it's free for the first month as well, so what more can you ask for?
It's a perfect time because Liverpool might be the best team in Europe, Paul.
And we get to celebrate that and talk about it all week long, and you get to watch and listen to it. Get involved.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.